BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The leaders of the military coup in Mali have faced a wave of international pressure after they forced the civilian president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, to resign in the wake of mass protests. The UN Security Council condemned what it called a mutiny in Mali and demanded the soldiers release Mr. Keita, his prime minister and other officials. The UN says at least 45 migrants trying to reach Europe have drowned off the coast of Libya in one of the worst such incidents this year. The UN Refugee Agency said that in the absence of a dedicated EU-led search and rescue programme in the central Mediterranean, there was the potential for much more loss of life. Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes near the US city of San Francisco as a number of fast-moving wildfires swept into the region. Police and firefighters went from door to door, urging people to leave. The governor of California has declared a state of emergency. Barack Obama will top the list of speakers on the third night of the US Democratic Party's national convention, at which Kamala Harris will be formally nominated as the vice presidential candidate. The former president is expected to warn that democracy itself is on the line in November's poll as Donald Trump seeks re-election. There have been reports of a first death from coronavirus in a camp for displaced people in the northwestern Syrian province of Idlib. The victim was an 80-year-old woman who had underlying health conditions. Huge numbers of civilians have fled fighting in the region and taken refuge in camps. And official figures from Sweden show that in the first half of the year, the country recorded its highest number of deaths for 150 years. More than 50,000 Swedes died in the six-month period. 4,500 were due to coronavirus. And that's the latest from BBC News.